Shacharar tells us in Siman Reish Ayin Aleph that once your chiyuv kiddush begins, once you're obligated in the mitzvah kiddush, so Halacha tells us also litom klum kodem shekadesh. You're not allowed to eat or taste anything until you make kiddush afilu mayim. So once you have a chiyuv kiddush at night, so you're not allowed to partake of any food. The first food that you can partake of is your yayin of kiddush, and then you can go ahead and have your suda. So your meals of Shabbos, your eating of Shabbos is inaugurated by the Kiddush, which means that, again, once you have your Chiv Kiddush, then no more eating. So what is that? What is your Chiv Kiddush? When does the Chiv Kiddush begin? So for women, as we pointed out, their Chiv Kiddush always begins, your Mitzvah of Kiddush begins at Kabbalah Shabbos. So women, their Mekabel Shabbos when they light candles. So for them, once they light the candles before Shabbos starts, obviously, then that's when they're not allowed to eat anymore until they satisfy their obligation of Kiddush, and that's even Kiddush Drabbanan, Kiddush Alakos. For men are not Mekabel Shabbos at the time of Hadlakas Neiros. Men are usually Mekabel Shabbos when they say Mizmor Shiliyam HaShabbos later on in Shul. And for them, they can still, after Hadlakas Neiros, they're still allowed to eat or drink until they actually are Mekabel Shabbos. How does this play out in the morning? Same exact rule in the morning that you're not allowed to, once you have a Chiyuv Kiddush, you're not allowed to eat or drink anything until you actually make Kiddush. So when does your Chiyuv Kiddush begin in the morning? So we have a halacha that says that Kiddush has to be b'makom suda, has to be in the place of the suda, has to be attached and connected to a suda. So are you allowed to have a suda before Shachris? You're not allowed to eat a suda before Shachris. The first thing you're supposed to do in the morning is daven Shachris. You're not allowed to have a meal before Shachris. So since you can't have a meal before Shachris and Kiddush has to be connected to a meal, so as such, the Chiyuv Kiddush does not begin until you're allowed to have a Suda. So you're only allowed to have a Suda after Shachris. That's when, after you daven Shachris, that's when you're allowed to have a Suda. So therefore, that's when the Mitzvah of Kiddush begins. As such, if you wake up in the morning on a Shabbos day, can you have a cup of coffee? As far as Hilchos Kiddush is concerned? Yes. Can you have a lavish breakfast as far as Hilchos Kiddush is concerned? As far as Hilchos Kiddush is concerned. As far as Hilchos Kiddush is concerned, you can. But there's another set of halachas you have to be aware of, and that's nothing to do with Hilchos Kiddush, but Hilchos Tefillah. And when it comes to Hilchos Tefillah, so again, the first thing you're supposed to do in the morning is daven. You're not supposed to eat before daven. The Shulchan Aruch tells us that to sit down to and have a suda or a meal before Shachris is inappropriate. You're not supposed to eat anything. Lo lecha v'lo lishtos, aval mayim, water, the Shulchan Aruch says that you can have before Shachris. So to drink water in the morning before Shachris, no problem. What about a cup of coffee? So the Mishnah Berurah says coffee, just to get yourself started, he says, is permissible. That's like water. Coffee, tea, that's flavored water. But the Mishnah Berurah says to put milk in it, that's already a fancy drink. That you shouldn't go ahead and do. To put sugar in the coffee, in the tea, that already the Mishnah Berurah says you shouldn't do. It's very bitter. How do you get it down? So they used to have this way, you put a sugar cube in your mouth and somehow mitigate the bitterness of the coffee and tea. That the Mishnah Berurah allows, but the Mishnah Berurah says no sugar inside the coffee, no milk inside the coffee. Came along the Aruch HaShulchan, and the Aruch HaShulchan says, you can be a little more lenient. He said, you can go ahead and even put the sugar inside the coffee. That's just called flavored water. No problem, that you can do. Milk, the Aruch HaShulchan says no milk. And then later on, there's a Hiskatnus HaDoros, the Doros become weaker, and Rabbi Yossi was asked the question, what about with milk? Can you put milk in your coffee? And he already was matir putting milk in the coffee, so you can have coffee with sugar, with milk. That's all called flavored water. But what about sitting with some Krispy Kreme donuts, Dunkin' Donuts before Shachris? Certainly not. Certainly not. That should not be done. Certainly not. And once you daven Shachris, then already you have a Chiyuv Kiddush, so then it's also to have even the water. What about on a Shabbos when you're only going to get to your lunch meal at 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock? Are you allowed to sit down and have a breakfast before you go to shul? So the answer is it really depends. If you're very, very hungry, raw up to the point that you know if you don't eat until 12 o'clock, you're going to get, like, you're going to feel like you're sick, so then to eat something to mitigate, to enable you to daven would be okay. But to really sit down to a real meal, or if you're in a situation where in Israel we daven relatively early on Shabbos morning, you get home 10, 10:30, then you can go ahead and make kiddush ready, not that big a deal. So then it would be inappropriate certainly to eat before Shachris. But if it's a situation where really you're not going to be able to daven, you're going to be starving by the time you get to Musaf, then to go ahead and eat is appropriate. But again, once Shachris comes in, and now you daven Shachris on Shabbos morning, and now there's a bar mitzvah in shul. So they throw down candies. And now you're grabbing some taffy, you're grabbing some candies. Can you put that in your mouth after you daven Shachris? Absolutely not. But now you have a chiyuv kiddush after Shachris, and therefore to put anything in your mouth at that point in time should not be done. When it comes to women, an interesting chumrah that applies to women, women might not have an obligation to daven Shachris like men have, the same full Shachris that men have. Women might be able to satisfy their obligation tefillah with a much more limited tefillah, just by a little shevach, a little bakasha, a little hodah, and that's all women, that might be women's obligations feel. So when a woman says mo da'ani, when she davens, maybe says berachas haTorah, that already might satisfy her obligation tefillah, in which case at that point, she would not be able to eat until she makes kiddush, and that's what Rav Moshe Feinstein holds, and as such, women would actually have a more limited ability to eat before kiddush in the morning than would men. Have an excellent day.